I think it's only fitting that today, as we light the candle of peace, we can reflect on the irony or the destiny, that's a better word, that our speaker today is named Peacefully. Honestly, his name is Peacefully. So only God can prepare things like that. Okay, before Peacefully comes up and shares with you the word of God, I've been asked to share a little bit also. My instructions were to tell about Thumwiki. Thumwiki is our place, the place that we come from, and it's really hard for me to think of tell about Thumwiki in 5 minutes. But I think from the performances this morning, you get a little taste of what Thumwiki is. Thumwiki is so much mixed together. It's only through God can a place like Thumwiki come into being. And we are very blessed, we from Thumwiki, to be here this weekend. We have been overwhelmed again and again by the hospitality shown by this church. When I interact with all the different people from this church and I hear the stories of our students going into people's houses and some funny stories that you probably don't even know, like staring at the toilet for a half hour to figure out how to flush it, or little things like that. But just to hear like how every host has been so gracious in the way they've provided for our students and taking care of our students. And really, if we think about it, if we think about what Jesus told his disciples, he told the 72 that he sent out into the world to bring his message, to bring his gospel. Hospitality was one of the signs of God's presence, okay? If you go into the house and they accept you to bring food for you, then stay there. If they don't show hospitality, shake the dust off your feet and get out of town. So we forget this a lot, but hospitality, welcoming people into our homes, into our lives, is one of the very core central things that God has commanded us to do. So I would like to, on behalf of Thumwiki, if I will forget everyone's name, Michael for sure, everyone else who has welcomed us and shown us love, shown us God's love, thank you so much from all of us at Thumwiki. Okay, so what is Thumwiki? My duty, I have how many more minutes? 3 more minutes. Thumwiki is on the border of Myanmar and Thailand, Burma and Thailand. But for us, the Burma side is Karen State or Karen Country, depending on how wishful you are, how much zeal you have for the Karen people. If we will probably hear from Peacefully a lot. He's very passionate about his people. And I think if we look at the history of Karen people, we can see that God has done great work among the Karen people. We were in a Karen village about a week ago, and the church there in that Karen village had just celebrated its 150th year. Okay, 150 years of that church. Through war, there's a place on the church, there's a big bullet wound from when the Burmese came through, and for whatever reason, they decided they wanted to shoot the church. So the bullet is still there to remind the people of what they've been through. But if we think about what God has promised us, the peace and hope that God has promised us, for us at Thumwiki, and for our students who have experienced that, it's a very deep part of where they come from, of their experience. But for us, we try to focus more and more on the future. So if I had to answer the question, what is Thumwiki? Okay, I was thinking about this so much over and over again, even before as the students were performing, the emotions pushing me back and forth. But I really feel like Thumwiki is a place of destiny, a place that God has chosen for his people to grow up and to be a blessing to other people. Okay, everyone who's a part of Thumwiki, everyone you see here today, has been blessed. Their life has been changed by God's work in Thumwiki. Our pastor is also the president of the school. He's kind of the heart of our school. Okay, we are probably one of the only schools in the world that has kindergarten until bachelor, college, university level. Okay, you saw in the video, there's a bunch of little kids there, but if you look at our students, a lot of our students, they're already in the university age. And some of our students are already headmasters in schools across the border. They're already working in hospitals. They're making change. And then I think what really, when I think about what Thumwiki, what the work of Thumwiki is, when I read your mission statement just a few minutes ago, it talks about making disciples. Okay, Thumwiki is very much focused on making disciples. And even now, I had a realization a couple weeks ago. One of our old students, he's only been a graduate for 3 or 4 years, but he's working in a very poor Karen village, building up a school there, working in the church, working in the community. And our students who are studying now were going on internship. And some of our students were going to intern under him in his school. So it's all coming full circle as our disciples are now discipling. So it's very exciting, everything that's happening at Thumwiki. I won't steal Peacefully's thunder too much, but if you're interested, if you haven't been up to Thumwiki, you should come up. If you want to know more, we have Facebook and a website. You can learn more. Michael has all of our contacts if you want to get more involved. But I'm just very excited, very privileged to be here. Thank you so much for welcoming us and giving us this opportunity. And without any further talking by me, I will allow Peacefully to come and take his rightful place on Peace Sunday.
Good morning. I preach in my church every Sunday. I'm not feel that much exciting, you know. But especially this Sunday, it's over exciting, I think, for me. And also, a little nervous, but I hope that we cool down. First, I would like to thank all the church members, the pastor, by giving Thumwiki and also for me, and this privilege that we can come together, and also especially for me to share the word of God. So thank you so much. And the second thing, I want to thank CCC Church. We crossed from Burma. We ran away from war. And for more than 70 years. And now, situation in Burma, a little better, that we can move back and visit and replant the church that has to be burned down, and the school and the life of the children there. So by doing that, we would like to say thanks to CCC that helping some of our workers, three of our field workers, because of your supporting, and then now we've been placing them into the village, and they look after the church, they look after the life of the children there, and the education of the children. So thank you so much for being in partnership with us. I don't know when to start. The word of God for this morning that I would like to share to you is about the signs. Signs, S-I-G-N, signs of the Christmas. We know that sign is kind of like a signal or instructions or appointment for us. So I will focus on the scripture verse that found in Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. Which talking about the story of the shepherd. When the angels come and appear, announce the newborn king of Jesus Christ to the shepherd. That's the scripture that I would like to deliver this word to you for this morning. And let me read out Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. And angels of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it was amazed at what the shepherd said to them. Mary treasured up all these things and poured them in her heart. The shepherd returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So this is the word of God. We're coming from Tumweki all the way to Bangkok, and to arrive in Nichida, we need address, and we need a GPS to show us the directions and to lead us to the right place. Bangkok is a big city. If someone told me or someone told you to go to Bangkok and searching for the birthplace of Jesus without giving you a proper information of the address in Bangkok, I don't think we can make it. In the same way, in the largest oceans, the ship, they need a compass to know north and south. We all need the right directions, the right path to what the place where Jesus was born in order to worship him and to find him. Nowadays, we can find a birthplace of Jesus in many places. We can find Jesus from the shopping mall, in the main street, or in the market area, by looking at the decorations of the Santa Claus, Christmas tree, and all the presents and the gift, and we come to realize it is the time and the symbol that lead us back to 2,000 years ago when Christ was born. Today, the message that I would like to deliver the Word of God, I would like to focus only on some few verses of the story of the shepherd. I will not cover all the whole chapter there. I read it out, from verse 8 to 20. I will just touch only on the ground of the shepherd, the story of the shepherd. Why the shepherd was so special, and why they are the only group of the people who are informed by the angels above the birth of Christ. Yes, the three Magi from the east, they came to worship the born of the baby by the leading of the star. The star is the sign for them that they follow and find Jesus. But the shepherd are the group that came to know the born of the Savior by the announcement of the angels, not by the star. The role of the shepherd is also important figure in the Bible. There are some of the Israel, like the great hero who was the shepherd, the Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David, they are all the shepherd and become the hero. They play the important figure in the Bible. But in the first century when Jesus was born, the group of the shepherd is not a hero. There was specifically a high-risk chapel who had rather unsavory reputations. I regarded to the rabbi's quota. Most of the time, the chapel were dishonest, and they are thieving, and they let their herd onto other people's land and pilfer the produce of the land. They were often accused of stealing some of the increasing of the flock. They are a stealer during the first century. They are outcasts. Shepherds were not allowed to fulfill a judicial office or be admitted in court as witness. I don't know why this group of people were informed by the angels to go and to worship Jesus. This will be assigned to you, the angel said. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. That's the only two signs for the shepherd that they can hold it on to find Jesus, to find the baby. The angels announced to the shepherd about the born of Christ without informing their proper directions, address, no GPS. The three magi from the east had seen the star and followed the star, as the direction of the star is lead them to the place where Jesus was born. But for the shepherd, the angels told them that the child was born in the city of David, maybe the city of Bangkok. It is a city not easy to know exactly where the child was born. But the only sign that the angels told the shepherd that the baby will be wrapped in cloth and lying in the manger. These are the only two signs that the angels told the shepherd. The sign consists of two elements, wrapping in cloth and lying in a manger. Wrapping in swaddling clothes, that's translated of the King James Version. In NIV, it's just cloth. In the Greek verb, I'm not good in Greek, sparkanu, so to wrap in pieces of clothes that used for swaddling infant, wrap up in cloth. But for Quran, our current translation is, I think it will be strange for you. Like we call it in takinya. Takinya is kind of like a piece of a fabric that we washing and cleaning the dish. That's in Quran translation. Maybe we don't know, you know, like Mary and Joseph not preparing well, so he just grabbing some of the fabric or, you know, just wrap it, Jesus, the baby. Because, you know, the swaddling we call it thui, but in our translation Bible, it's not thui, it's just a fabric, you know, takinya. However, the second sign was that the newborn will be formed in the manger. And the Greek now is fatni. Manger is a crib and a feeding trough. So the shepherd go out with these two signs. Go to the city, trying to search for the place where the cattle was feeding in the manger, and find where the baby will be wrapped with cloth and lying in the manger. That's what they are searching for. These two signs are the only GPS and address, instruction and sign for the shepherd that will lead them to the baby. The shepherd did not receive any other extra directions from the angels to find the baby born. Through the angels, they came to know that the king was born, but how can they, as the outcast group of people, can enter to the palace to worship the newborn king? But by the sign of the wrapping cloth and the mangers, the shepherd knew that this baby was not born into the palace. We'll be born into the majors or into the ordinary place where they can search him to give worship. The sign was not like a star from above, just shining the light and give it a direction for the magis. The sign for the shepherd have no value. But it was leading the shepherd to find the baby, the Savior, and to worship him. In the same way, in our life or in our Christmas time, we are expecting the Good Christ to be a sign for us in order to celebrate Christmas. We are expecting the good presents and celebrating Christmas with the highest cost most of the time. We are expecting a good sign that will lead us to the right place of Jesus. What I want to point out the word of God for today, even the pieces of cloth and the majors can become a price and a sign that lead the shepherd to Christ. So I hope that this cheapest price and this cheap sign is going to lead us to Christ. I hope we all can look at every single thing, the list of the price in our house, in our family, in our church, and the cheapest price or the presents that we receive from our family or our neighbor. These are all a sign for us that I hope that will lead us to Christ. I want to say this, the very cheap price of the fibers and the majors is the only sign for the shepherd that they can find Jesus. They can reach to Jesus and they can worship. Our Thumweki school is not a good and a perfect place where anyone can come and live and enjoy the life. Brenda, Stephanie, our volunteer, they come and live together with us, share our life. But that's not for to come and enjoy a life. But it is like the place of a majors and a priceless of clothes. But I strongly believe that Thumweki is a sign to lead someone like the shepherd, the outcast, the thief, the stateless children, children in the wilderness from the war zones, to come and find the way to Christ. In the same way, I believe that CCC Church, I strongly believe that you all will become a sign to lead the people to Christ. And Thumweki, we can become a sign that people can find the baby born. So my conclusion is, I hope we all in this room will be convinced by the word of God and will be convinced by the sign from the angels during this Christmas time, and holding on the sign of the priceless cloth. And I believe that after we go out, we will transform our thoughts, minds, in any sign that we are receiving in this Christmas season. So God bless you all.